far do you believe in your imagination? Imagination makes it possible to experience the world inside of you. It makes it possible that you believe in your ideas. In the second edition of You Too Can Create an Idea, I shared how you can use your mind. You can empower the mind to create ideas for you so that you can work on your dreams. I'll need you to sit down, sit with a friend, follow, read, and share, and grab a lot on the way. Thank you. To me, every idea is a great idea. So, action is about creativity. It's about creating your ideas. So, creating is one thing and working on them is another thing. So, are you ready for both of them? Are you ready for both of them? I would love to share a story. There was a young man who felt like, oh, I needed to create an idea. I needed to work on my soul, work on ideas, on my ideas, because there are a lot of people out there. There are a lot of people who are like me, who are creating big ideas. They are creating apps. They are creating companies. They are creating a lot of initiatives, but I have none. So the guy decided that, then I'll also create an idea. So one day, an idea popped into his mind, but that idea looked fishy and childish. It's like he wants to build a boat that looks like a fish. So when he did that, he wrote it down and recorded it on his phone, but he told his close ally about it. Oh my God, this is what I want to create. Oh. And the friends were laughing at him. They were giggling at him. They laugh and laugh and laugh. What do I say? What type of idea? No one will buy into this type of idea that you want to create. So because of the responses that was coming into his mind from friends, from loved ones, and also from himself, he decided that I will never create this idea. So are you, or have you engaged with something like that, like this young man who wanted to create a boat which looks like a fish? Are you experiencing similar thing like what he is experiencing? You know, sometimes we have a lot of thoughts going into our mind. I've got an idea. You have friends, you believe in anything that you bring on board, they believe in that particular idea. You know, your intuition and your inner being is telling you that this is going to work. But when you told people, they said, no, this is a foolish thing. Sorry for my language. This is a stupid thing that you shouldn't do. You should never try to do this idea because it is absurd or it's weird. So they discourage you. And I know that there are lots of people out there who have problems like this. They have ideas. They tell people, they discourage them and a whole lot more. So the idea creation is all about you, your mind, and your power to believe in your abilities to work on it. So creating one idea is one thing, or creating something is one thing, and working on it is another thing, because you create the idea, you have it nice, break it down, working on it can be another thing that can stop you your way from working on the idea, because sometimes creating it, we are able to create it nicely, but working can be a problem for us. So I will read a quote from Mark Zuckerberg. It says, ideas don't come out fully formed, they only become clear as you work on them. You just have to get started. Yes, I believe strongly in this, because when it comes to ideas that comes into our mind, there are a whole lot of concepts, there are a whole lot of myths, connection. But if you don't work on it, you don't sit down, you don't analyze, you don't make all the necessary brainstorming stuff to make it clearer, no one will make it clearer. No idea is a perfect idea or good idea or bad idea. Every idea is a strong idea. Every idea is workable. But if you are able to make it clearer, you are able to make it nicer, you are able to make it good, you can work on it. So Mark is saying that they don't come out fully from Facebook. Idea didn't come out as Facebook. He had a lot of things going on in his mind, so he had to sit down, brainstorm, connect all the dots so that it will be connected, so that you see the beautiful picture that you see now. Facebook, now we have Instagram. He has invested in other company, Instagram. We have Facebook Messenger, we have WhatsApp, and now the latest app he has developed is Thread. So any idea that comes into your mind does not come as a clear thing. You have to work on it. You have to work on it. By working on it, sometimes there are a lot of noise going around us that confuses, that we shouldn't work on it. We shouldn't work on what we are working on now. So I will love you to believe that ideas don't come out fully formed. They only become clear when you work on them. So, wondering if you are part of the 95% of things going on, let's find out. Who are the 95%? And 95%, the only thing remaining is the 5%. And would you love to be part of the 5%? So, the 95% is people who lack ideas. And when we say lack ideas, it doesn't mean that they can't concept things. They don't. The reason why they think they lack ideas is that they don't believe in the idea that comes out of them. An example is the example I gave in the beginning. The guy had an upset. That's what people will say, upset. I wanted to create a boat that looks like a fish. There was a reason why he had that idea. And with this, doesn't mean that he's lacking the ideas, right ideas, perfect ideas. The ideas are there. So far as you allow the mind to retrieve it, receive the senses in your body to work on everything that you are doing, you can work on it. So number one thing that people are lacking, aside financial problems and fear, is lack of ideas. Lack of ideas is one of the top reasons why people don't work on the idea, on their dream projects or dream business. And they said only 5% of people who are able to work on them. So would you love to be the 5% who work on their dreams? Who work on their dream project, dream business, dream thing that they have? And it doesn't need to be something profitable. Your project can be a social intervention. It can be something profitable. Whatever that you have that you want to create, you have to work on it. So working on it, it requires a lot of effort, a lot of commitment, a lot of readiness of the mind. So the mind is you. I believe in this thing, this quote that I mentioned in my first book says, the mind is so powerful that it can make the best out of the worst or the worst out of the best. So use it well. So I would love you to be part of the 5% who work on their dreams. Said according to Adobe Global Study on Idea Creation and Implementation, 75% of respondents believe that they were not living up their creative potentials. You know, in the beginning, I told you one of the things that people never believe in the ideas is never work on the idea is belief. The word belief is a short word, but it's a powerful thing. Believe in their abilities, believe in their potentials, whatever that they have inside them. They are so focused on the external environment, what people have to say. Unless my mom proves that, oh, I am creative before I believe I'm creative. I'll wait before my friend tell me that, my loved one tell me that I am so creative before I have to believe that I am creative. Let me tell you, no one will see your potentials unless you see it first. You can do that through self-awareness. If you really know what you are, your likes, your hates, your interest area, your skills, you will acknowledge that this is what I have. And let me tell you that each one of us is unique enough. Whether you are in trials, you are in challenges, you are in temptations, no matter what, you have the abilities inside you. You have a lot of potentials that you can imagine. Yeah, and one thing the brain does is that when you start this idea creation, you brainstorm, you work on it. So all these things are working on it. And you finally make action to make it work. The brain knows that, oh, this lady, this gentleman, when you pull senses from the external environment and create something in their mind, he tries best to work on it and break it down to make it less. So anytime you enter into a creative zone or idea generation zone, if I'll say it, it will prompt you that, hey, this idea is a good thing, you have to work on it, this idea is a good thing. So each time the brain will be reminding you, so how are you going to do that? So we will discover more on that. So it says 7 out of 10 people are totally biased when it comes to implementing their ideas. So they are selective because of the environment. The environment is harming us, but you can take a big decision that you will never allow the environment to harm you. So they don't work on it because they are selective of the ideas that they have. Oh, this one will be creative, this one will be good in this area. But unless you try, you will never know that this is what you have to work on it. And people don't work on their ideas because they give excuses not to start. So there are lots of reasons why people are experiencing doubt, imposter, fear, a lot of reasons stopping them not to be creative and not to work on the idea. My mission with these things that I do, motivating people, teaching people to work on their dream, is to help people to work on their dreams and produce the best out of their dreams. I believe transformation starts with you, and it's like a magnet that will pull others to your nest. So when you transform yourself, people are watching. I always tell people that everything that you are doing, do it out of your heart. Do it. People are watching you. People are watching you, and you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised that people who are watching you can be some of your supporters, some of the people you think you can motivate. Some people will help you, bring emotional advice to you, mental advice to you, financial support. There are lots of support that people will do. And also some will take you as their inspiration to also work on their dream. So don't forget that you can be part of the 5% if you believe that you have the creative potentials and you are not going to allow any excuses to stop your way to the top. Now, how to discuss or about to talk in this webinar is the mind. As I said, the mind is so powerful. Yes, it's so powerful that it can make the best out of the worst or the worst out of the best. So use it well. So the mind is you and you are the mind. So anything that you do, remember that the mind is you and you are the mind. And the mind was created with you in mind. So the mind is the second, they said the second reason why people feel is the fear of failure. And fear doesn't come from anywhere. It comes from the sensory information entering into our body and entering into our mind to rule our mind and our body, and with the brain or the mind, whatever it enters and process and accepts, it rules all the body. So if you receive negative information into your mind and the mind accepts it, it can rule your life for years, for decades. Even if I would say for centuries. So for decades, your mind will be ruled with that negative thing. So I'll need you to manage your mind with care. So there are lots of reasons that people experience. They experience limiting beliefs. Some of their limiting belief is doubt, imposter syndrome, fear, and a whole lot of things stopping your way not to start. No one is perfect. I remember trying to start this thing. I started with writing of books and then later became a speaker, a trainer. But one thing that stopped me was I was thinking that I had to be perfect. Oh, I have to be like Tony Robbins. I have to be like Robin Sharma. Wait for a number of years to be more and more experienced before I have to start on it. So if you're having the mindset like this, I will tell you that every experience, each year, there's new experiences we experience in this life. New things as we experience and learn from it, we upgrade our life. So you cannot tell yourself that you have to be 100% perfect. No one is perfect. So the more you start now, the real time is to start now. And don't stop your way from starting. Don't stop your way from starting whatever that you want to start in life. Believe that you can do it with whatever that you have inside of you. Your mind is special. Dream that you have is also special. So if you have a dream that you want to work on it, and the idea that is coming from that dream, you believe that, oh, this is powerful. Don't let any limiting belief stop your way. Any doubt, any imposter stop your way. Imposter doubt can be small, I believe it can be. It's a small letter. It's a few letters, like 5 letters, but it's very powerful and can harm you if you are not careful. It really hurt me some time ago, but I made sure, and through mind exercise and other stuff, I was able to overcome it. And now the world see me as Bridget. People see me as Bridget. I am an inspiration for people around me. There are a lot of people who come to me, oh, I want you to help me with this, because they realize that I have done something that has been successful, and they are now knowing me as the authority in that field. So whatever idea you want to create, so if you want to start a business and you believe that you can work on it, you have the resources, you have done all the research which shows that you can work on it, and there is limiting beliefs against you, I will tell you that you have to start and don't listen to that limiting belief. Now, lack of trust in your abilities. As I said, we have a lot and a lot of abilities inside of us. We are so powerful. You know, as humans, we are very powerful. We are very, very powerful. We have a lot of power, and the mind can do a lot of things for us. I know that the mind, as humans, we haven't even analyzed the, like, let's see, 10% of how the mind can work for us. The mind is so square root powerful. So another reason is lack of trust in your abilities. You don't believe in your creative potentials. But if you don't believe, will I believe in your potentials? You have to believe in yourself first. Believe in your abilities first. Yes. Believe in whatever that you want to do in life first. Your creative potentials. No one is creative until you start practicing on it. There is a notion that creative people are genius, and also, like, I don't know, there's a certain rule regarding creativity to me. I believe it's like experimenting, open all your senses and trying to create ideas that work for you. Any machine that you see, anything that you see that we are using this in this life, even with this artificial intelligence, came from one person and then it spread its wings to other people to use now. So now the world is using a lot of AI things in the world. So imagine the originator. I don't know how it came about, but imagine the originator didn't trust Asia. What do you think would have happened? We won't have AI where it will make your things easy, like ChatGPT, Jasper, and the rest. Now, even with the publishing of books, Amazon too is using AI for some areas. A lot of businesses are trying to use AI. So this thing, it came from creativity. It came from idea creation. So no one should tell you that there is a certain way your idea should look like. It's all about experimenting. It's all about experimenting. So the last reason or main reason why people don't usually work on their ideas and also affect or coming from their mind is perfection. So people want to be perfect, as I said in the beginning. They want to be perfect. They want to start perfect, finish perfect. So if you are starting perfect and you don't have the skills to start perfect, are you still waiting to be perfect before you start? I will tell you that you have to start now. It's a little drops of water makes a mighty ocean. So the more you start and work on it, you gain more skills to do it. So a lot of people are saying that, oh, you are not like this person. The person they are comparing you at the beginning, you know, the person didn't start as perfect. Even if the person was born rich, it didn't start that way. It was through experience and other things that brought the person far. So don't compare yourself that, oh, maybe Bill Gates is perfect, so I have to start big like Bill Gates. No. If you see it that way, you never work on your ideas. You never start whatever that you want to start. So the mind is telling you that never allow foreign things into your mind. Foreign in a sense of negative things that affect you from creating, affect you from working on your ideas. Creativity is seeing what others see and thinking what no one else ever thought. Yes, we all see trees around. Someone will see a tree and think about creating something out of the tree. Another person will see the tree, but never, no idea will come into their mind to transform it into a different thing. So Albert is telling us that creativity is seeing what others see and thinking what no one else ever thought. So this one explains everything that I am saying here, that creativity is seeing what others see and thinking what no one else is thinking. So it's all about your imagination. It's all about your thoughts, the power inside of you.